أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. We continue our discussion of the eighth يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran. Briefly, yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, لَا تُبَطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. O you who have brought iman, do not nullify your charities by reminding the recipient of your favor, and do not cause harm. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. Like that person who spends his wealth, riya an-nas. Riya an-nas refers to do something for show. He spends his wealth making a show of it, showing the people he's spending. Wala yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. And like that person who neither believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of qiyamah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some idea of when we spend. There could have been ikhlas, sincerity at the very beginning of the spending and during the course of the spending. But then we destroy all of that by bragging about the charities, reminding the recipient about the favor, creating harm, committing harm to the recipient. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ. His example is like a rock on which there is some soil. There is a rock. A thin layer of soil has gathered. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ. Then some heavy rains come upon that rock. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. And then it leaves the rock totally bare without any sand. The example here Allah Ta'ala is actually giving is somebody sees a rock and he takes a seed and he plants it in that little thin layer of sand that has gathered on the rock. Then obviously the slightest of rains will come and it will wash away the soil, forget the soil, even the seed. Now this is that example that you've planted the seed, you've given the charity, you could have had ikhlas, you could have had sincerity at the very beginning, but your own speech, your own talking, your own bragging, or creating takleef to the recipient, giving harm to the recipient, all of that washes away. There is no soil, there is no seed, forget even having a plant. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَقَدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. He is unable to acquire the reward of what they earned. Now this is a real example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. On the contrary to this, before this ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ, Allah Ta'ala gives another example of ikhlas and sincerity. The gist of it is that a person plants one seed and from that one seed a person acquires 700 grains. Now that is when it is with ikhlas, it is done with sincerity, and then that harvest also will be multiplied 700 times by Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Now the ayats after this, there are two other examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Very quickly, the gist of it, so that we will understand what should be our attitude when we spend and what we should refrain from when we spend. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person that spends his wealth ibtigha'a mardatillah. He does it in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. He pursues the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And tathbeet actually means to affirm oneself, to affirm the inner self. He has that full yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. And over and above that, the wealth, the love of that wealth does not stop him from spending. He knows that when he goes to the other side on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will most certainly reward him for that. So the example that Allah ta'ala gives here is like that person who has an orchard on a hillock. Now the hillock, the atmosphere is good, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rains come down, and when the rains come down, it comes torrentially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the harvest by two. In other words, Allah doubles the harvest, and that person is able to reap double the harvest. But if for, by chance there is no heavy rains, even a slight drizzle, because the atmosphere is good, the place is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says even a slight drizzle will create a situation where he will be able to get his full harvest. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that ikhlas needs to be there, and when that ikhlas is there, the sincerity is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will multiply, Allah ta'ala multiplies many folds the reward of that example, of that individual. The last of the examples that Allah ta'ala gives is the example of a person who has an orchard of everything. The orchard of date palms, the orchard of grapevines, and every other kind of fruit. But then the person becomes old, he becomes weak. And on the other hand, his offspring, his children are also incapacitated. They are weak and feeble. A whirlwind comes which has fire in it and destroys the entire crop. Now here Allah Ta'ala gives the example of that person. He had everything, he spent also, but then there was no sincerity. He does it for show. He begins to brag about it. He reminds the recipient of the favors that he has done. He takes unnecessary work from that person. He gives the cleave to that person. When he needs what he spent most, when he is most incapacitated, and that is on the day of Qiyamah, he looks for that reward. He does not find that reward. So in short, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, you do spend. Nobody stops you from spending. You are encouraged to spend. But when you spend, have that ikhlas, have that sincerity, and together with that, do not remind the recipients about what you have given and how you have incurred the favor. Do not bring about any kind of taklif, verbal harm to the recipient or physical harm to the recipient. And remember the words of the great Imam Shabi rahimahumullah, that if we just bring about the attitude in our hearts that I am more in need of the reward from Allah Ta'ala than the recipient is in need of my wealth, then most of our problems will be solved insofar as spending is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.